Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think you actually press the button mid. It might start with. Interesting to listen.
That's the voice of Adil Fakir. This is the voice of Al Pitcher. And
we got a guest.
Special guest.
Hello.
Special, we mean.
Yeah. We all understand that.
We mean another kind of special.
Welcome back, man. How long? This is 150.
I've been wandering around Cerda. I couldn't find the place.
When were you on the pod last time?
When was number like 76 or something like that?
I think back passes.
Like three or four.
Back passes were allowed the last time. Actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and in his head, they're still allowed.
And Sepp Blatter was just 18.
Yeah.
Where you been, mate? Just
Been working hard.
Workaholic, are you?
Workaholic, yeah. Sometimes.
What do the family think? You're always away?
Yeah, they're very suspicious.
Have you dyed your
rightfully
hair?
So. Yeah. No, I've shaved it all off.
No, I think you dyed it.
I don't dye my hair. Grey. More grey around there. It's the stress of not doing the pod.
All right. Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
How are you feeling? Friday night football returned.
Yeah, that was nice.
Was it nice to Friday night football? Very good for the away fans, is it?
No. It's awful if you've got to go down to London, especially.
No, of course. I think that's unfortunate to say that. That's the only person it's bad for. I mean,
to be honest, it's better than Monday night if you actually think of it like that. It's better to go down to. To travel on a Friday night than on a Monday night. And we've had Monday night football for ages.
Good point, James. If you're a fan on Sunday and Monday.
Did you just say good point, James?
The tide has turned.
We need to be away for three episodes and he's.
That's but really, you would have said the other way around and he would have got angry. So.
No, it was a good point.
But it is a good point, isn't it? I mean, Friday night, you can afford to go away and come home late or even go out for a pint, but. On Monday night, you go away, the game finishes nearly 11, oh, 10 in England, nearly 10, you might have 2 hours home, you come at 12,
two 1 hour.
Longer if it,
that's the closest, if you're away fan, that's the closest, even if you're in the same city, 2 hours might be the closest.
Yeah.
So it's just, nah.
No, but, I mean, it might affect, like, comedy as well, like, you know. Especially in England, people maybe not go and watch a comedy show. Maybe you might not go out and sit at home.
That's true as well.
I mean, for me, I was doing a gig. I was in Finland on Friday, but I had some time, so I watched the game, and it's just perfect. Friday night.
Yeah, I thought it was great for me.
For those of us who don't have social lives, Friday night is perfect for football.
No, but you've got
a social life, haven't you?
Not really, no.
When was the last time you got really drunk?
When I got really drunk? Weeks ago.
Where?
At the neighbour's house.
You're officially white trash now.
I am, yeah.
Isn't that like the meter for being white trash?
You've got rid of your car as well.
No, I've swapped it. I sold my...
Because he had a midlife crisis car, you know that one.
Yeah, you tried to swap your wife but it didn't work and then you swapped your car.
I got rid of it. I had a BMW convertible, completely impractical.
I mean, honestly...
but I've got rid of it now.
The options you would have gotten would have been bad.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well. Can you drive a deal?
I think last time I drived was maybe 5 years ago.
You're not answering the question. Can you drive? Are you?
I don't have a license. No,
you don't?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't have a license.
Illegal.
No, but no, I actually...
Bring him in now, bring him in now. Get down.
It wasn't illegal. It was actually for S50 Play. They wanted this fucking... He's like, can you come in for a sketch? I was like, yeah, that sounds good. And he's like, yeah, you're going to drive a car. But I was like, I don't have a license. He said, oh, well, it's just a short. It's fine. Come
it's
there.
Short.
So what do you think I'm going to drive? I'm driving as an Indian taxi driver. So I even said something in there. No, I don't understand. I didn't even speak Swedish. She said something in Swedish. I don't remember the line. I was like, no, don't speak Swedish and something. And then I fucking drove like a madman. So I had to reverse and drive forward for a while. So I actually had a driving license like... less than like 10 minutes before the like half an hour before the cut. It's like, you're gonna be up an hour. Yeah. So I was like, I need to get it was like 6 years ago I drove a car. So I borrowed the girl that was shooting or something, sat in the car, drive for a while. It was quite easy. I remember it was really difficult the first time when I was like 18, 19. I drove
is this
a couple
clip
of times.
Available on the internet?
I don't think that some if you go to archives S50 Play, it was like,
we'll find this.
Yeah, we will find this.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
I don't think we'll find it, but fine. Well, it's some. You can probably get it from SVT, but it's not on internet, I don't think.
But
so.
Why do you always constantly being given roles as an Indian?
You're constantly, not. That's two roles.
That's racist from you,
that's
Jake.
That's two. But I said, well, that's... I'm not a... The advert that did... I'm not an actor's guild. If they asked me to play a fucking Indian guru, I'll play the Indian guru.
That's the one.
It was pretty fun. It was just a one-day job.
Yeah.
Jobs,
yeah, for the money.
Jobs,
not like pictures, isn't it? For the love of it,
I just do it for the passion.
Picture
mate.
Goes 9 o'clock in the morning and does fucking 5 minutes here and there. That's not for the love of it. That's not. I've met him after gigs. He's voice like, "What the fuck was that?" I mean, he gets the weirdest fucking gigs. I mean, of course you do. There's good pay and everything, but it's weird of them to get him in, pay the amount of money to get him in. And just instead of having a show,
I did a
like,
gig in Marbella at a wedding.
But that was good though. But did you have to go up? Like I was getting the point. Instead of you doing 30 minutes, they all just like do 5 times 5 minutes or something.
Oh, that was one gig in the morning.
That's
yeah, Monday
so
morning.
Cheap.
5 times 5 5 fives.
Yeah.
What do you mean 5 fives? With different people in the room.
Not high fives. What are you fucking
5 5? No, but what?
5 5 minutes.
Yeah, but in what? In what way?
Oh,
you do
different
five.
Languages. What the
fuck? What the
fuck
is going on?
You're
back.
Why would you do 5 fives and not 25?
That was the whole
thing.
That
was the whole...
Why? Thing. They asked him to do 5 times 5 minutes instead of doing like a 25 straight. Like he goes up... Let me explain it. He goes
did they
up,
change out the audience then?
What are you, stupid? What are you, moron?
Was there someone in between
150, the seizures never stopped.
What the hell?
Okay. I did five.
Well, explain this
minutes.
Really easy. He goes up, does 5 minute comedy for the whole people there. They applaud. He goes off. They have some shit going on. Yeah. He goes up half an hour later again, does 5 more minutes.
Okay.
Goes off and
all
then
right,
he does
I've got
this.
It. I've got it.
Really? Have you?
God.
You got something? Stupidism.
It's infectious.
So,
be careful.
Let's not break your happiness. Liverpool looked very impressive.
Yeah, I thought the scoreline flattered Chelsea. They came out and made more of a game of it in the second half. But
so have you secured
pretty...
the second place for the season now?
No.
That's it?
No, it's far too early to say. I mean, we've still got another Burnley in us, but we're looking good. When we look good, we're looking very good.
Yeah,
it's classic.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's classic Liverpool though, isn't it? You feel great now and you might lose next
week.
Yeah,
I mean, we've...
But as we said, Klopp has at least instilled that. Why you worry as, you know... If you see Liverpool as contenders, if you worry as the other team, it would be that when they have the top gear in, it's only City that looks better at the moment.
City looks
but
fantastic.
City looks so good. It's just incredible how quick... He's just miles ahead of everybody when it comes to what seeing how football is built. It's just he's been in Premier League for 2 months, and he's already dissected the teams completely. I mean, it was unbelievable, the result when they won 4-0. Kolarov was the player with most touches, 103 touches. He played centre-half.
Yeah.
He had the most touches, most passing.
Yeah.
It was just incredible. He was running. As we said, German Genius highlighted a match of the day. He was just watching him the entire... And he highlighted so well the entire balls. He was just spraying around.
And Gundogan looks like...
Yeah, but the best player...
How much did they pay for him?
Quite a lot of money, almost 30 million. But I think the best player was, I mean, by far, Miles. Miles is Kevin De Bruyne. De Bruyne is off at the moment after Ronaldo, Messi. He's the best player in the world. I think I remember when we saw him in Belgium, and they said Eden Hazard was the best player on the pitch. And I said both of us were said that Kevin De Bruyne, that game against Sweden as well, that he was just he's on another level.
That was when he had to walk back to the bus after the game, and Adil met a Belgium fan and freaked him out slightly by having too much knowledge, more knowledge than a Belgium fan that had been to every tournament with Belgium for like 20 years. And the guy's going, holy fuck, you know quite a lot, don't you?
It was funny because he was like, he didn't think I would know about, you know, the extra. But when he saw that game, just to go back to De Bruyne, I remember that it's the small things, you know, when he receives the ball, the calm is, and he makes the right decision every fucking time.
He plays it simple as well.
It's so simple. I mean, for the eye, for somebody who just watches the game quickly, highlights, you see Hazard, you say, oh, with the ball, trickery,
dynamic,
dribble.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is just so efficient. He's just pure football. He's just pure football. He just does everything correctly. He's perfect in that role.
He plays the whole 90, not 5 minutes here, minutes then, 5 minutes and five minutes.
Explain that to me.
And Pep said Pep said after the game as well that he's
only Messi's above him.
Yeah, Messi sits on his own table, but De Bruyne can definitely sit on the table beside it. He thinks he's one of the best players he's coached already. He thinks he's amazing. And he's just so good. I can't believe Chelsea let him go. It's just, what the fuck are they thinking? Mourinho, since that day he took charge of Chelsea again, except for winning the league that 1 year,
yeah.
The decisions he made there and the career that he's had has gone. He's lost 13 out of the last 30 games as manager. 13 out of the last 30.
That's
a hell of a lot.
That's hell of a lot. That's not relegation, but that's
mid table.
That's not even mid table.
What do you think about United then?
I'm really enjoying it.
They were overpowered by Watford.
Yeah.
Watford deserved it.
I think there's one big simple thing. I mean, it's a lot of course, you can play, you can have bad games, but for me, Wayne Rooney, putting him all over the place. I didn't read the article, I just saw the headline in 99% in a poll said they want him out. I mean, United fans. But the thing is, it's absolutely ridiculous. I think we've been saying for a year. I mean, it's been so long now. Even before the Euros, I was upset he was even on the Euros. And then when...
You were upset he was alive for a while.
Yeah.
What?
But Fellaini is currently the best United midfielder, statistically. Fuck, I didn't know someone was there. You didn't tell me that. Jesus.
Just freaked him out.
You saw a shoe and a leg moving.
He was snoring before.
No. God.
Oh, that's a good one. What was the first thing you got in your head?
I was going to say, mate, don't move. There's someone fucking behind you. Actually, might be dead. How they got in here?
But if you see the leg move, it would mean that somebody else moved it, like a dog.
Yeah. So there's the killers still in the room.
Or like
that. Pogba, disappointing.
Yeah, he hasn't settled in.
But the thing with Rooney is, you can understand trying to shoehorn a player into the wrong position if they're that good a player, but he's done nothing to justify that. I don't understand that so many managers seem to be persistent.
That's the thing. He has divided people very, very great. I mean, even when you see pundits talk about it, they say, should he play? And then I think Danny Murphy went on saying that, record say that if he doesn't think Carrick has the legs, he could play Rooney, he could spray the balls around. But the fact is, he's not a me. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. If he goes to a smaller club, and he, you know, now, if he went to, like, Sunderland, they played him in midfield, fine, I can get it. But it's absolutely... I mean, when you look at Manchester City, the players that play in that midfield, we see who gets the ball and sprays the ball away is Kevin De Bruyne, and compare him to Rooney, who's played an even deeper position. And somebody says, let's play number six or number four as a holding. What are you talking about?
Especially a team that's spent half a billion or whatever they have in the last couple of years.
He's still a striker or a number 10, but just not at this level.
No.
Just not at the United and the national team. Simple as that. I mean, English people just can't let it go. I think he's the biggest player ever or whatever. He's played most... I think it's something there.
I don't think there's that many... English people, I don't think there's that many people who back him. I really don't.
Not anymore.
No, no one I know.
Not after the three game losses.
I would
in
say
a row.
For a while, there's. I've not seen anyone.
No, he's been divided for a while. He's been dividing people
yeah, but
for a while.
He keeps on coming back and having a decent game.
Yeah, but that's not all it.
No,
that's
I know.
It.
Yeah. He came back. He played well against Russia.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
What the?
He you don't, no, but this is this. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. I mean,
no, yeah.
I agree. I think he.
I think the worst was when he played decent in the FA Cup final, and that merited him to start the games from in midfield in England. I mean, how ludicrous is that?
But my thing is,
well, Allardyce is saying, "Oh, he can do what it, you know."
It's like Gareth
Bale.
It's not
for him to say.
It's like Real Madrid get three injuries in one game, and they're all on the left back. So Gareth Bale have to for this game step back as left back for the last 45 minutes of the game. He does it well. They beat some team 6-0. He was great at left back. Next team meeting, he's playing left back for Wales. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? That's how it's with Rooney. He has one odd game here and there, and all of a sudden he's great at that position. Are you insane? Mm. The midfield general position, somebody should be seasoned or greatly talented, you play Wayne Rooney. It's like NFL, you take a fucking catcher, whatever you call it, played him as a catcher. Quarterback, because now he's old, he can't run anymore, but he's still got great vision. Idiotic.
But no, I don't think it's not all about Rooney's ability. It's about how it affects the team as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not you only know? That. It's not his. It's not the whole United playing bad. It's not that he's not good enough.
Yeah.
That's one player. But basically, you're shoehorning him in. You're forcing him in as captain. This constant discussion about him. And that much
Zlatan
spread.
Zlatan isn't getting, you know.
It's not spread to the players yeah. as well. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the creative midfield now they're having. And you know, Martial is not that kind of a player. He's a great, you know, runner yeah. with the ball, or you know, talented with.
Little side note: was that a foul? It was a definite foul before the second goal.
Yeah, I think it was a foul. Yeah. I think it was a foul. I think the first goal.
Yeah.
I think they got unlucky there, but you know, United was by far.
They had a shocking miss as well.
Yeah, I mean, and Ighalo could have scored yeah. there. I mean, they were lucky.
Yeah, I could have scored that. What about Mourinho then? Do you think? He's kind of seems to be losing it.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on with him?
I don't know. But like you said, he hasn't been. We're not seeing the Mourinho. United haven't got the Mourinho of 3 years ago. Or,
no, I think
or even
usually when he goes to a club, he has great success. And after a while, this three-year Mourinho crap that people saying, that might be true, that he antagonizes people so much, even the squad kind of stops believing in it. So he moves on. But lately, he's just been. And then he started the siege mentality. Everything is against us, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. That comes out. When it's going bad, that side always comes up. But now he's straight into it. He's straight into it. I mean, we're talking like the third interview he had.
So what were you saying about Luke Shaw? I haven't...
He just said that.
He underperformed.
Was, yeah, he said it was to blame. He's
we
not,
picked him
you know,
out. The one
and
the
he
youngest.
Actually had an injury. He had a groin injury.
He was to blame for one of the goals.
But he was injured at the time.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But you don't know, you also, you just, I mean, that's.
I mean, the whole team was in. I mean, they weren't good. I mean, I don't care what people say, bad luck with the ref or whatever. Watford was better than Manchester United. They deserved to win. Just, that's end of the story. I don't think that anybody who watched the game wouldn't say that they didn't deserve to win. I think they deserved to win. They were hungrier, more than second ball. United were not creative. Pogba misplaced passes, pass after pass. Rooney sprayed 3-4 of his famous crosses in the first 10 minutes and then just nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, not good, nothing. He was off it. And Zlatan, if he doesn't get... Zlatan, Rashford looks all right. Looks like if they play with some decent build-up play, then they could be lethal. But
and I read an article and they said, you know, despite all the money they've spent, they've struggled to replace Howard Webb, which is really sort of affecting them.
That's pretty funny.
It's sort of since Ferguson, though, it really hasn't.
I mean, it's
weird, isn't it? As a club, they just haven't recovered.
And just records after records keep on beating against them. Like this Watford hasn't won for 30 years. I mean, they haven't lost that many games in a row. They haven't scored that many games in a row. These records just piling up for each manager. It started with Moyes. It was a couple of records he broke there. The worst start and blah, blah. Then Van Gaal took over and he broke a couple of those records. And now Mourinho had this against Watford as well. Three games in a row.
They've got three games now. Three more normal games. But then they're playing away at Liverpool and away at Chelsea.
And of course you have to I mean, we're not talking about just Watford game. We got the three games. They lost midweek as well in the cup, and they lost in the league before that.
Yeah.
So well, they blamed the midweek one, the Europa League one, on a heavily changed team. But it's still...
Well, okay.
Look at the team they put out, it still wasn't...
came out and said the toughest opponents they've played all season are Bournemouth.
Because they don't play long balls.
You know, which I thought was quite...
pretty funny. But the thing is that... I mean, the City loss, you can kind of accept it because of the sole fact that City is looking...
Very good.
Unbelievable. I haven't seen a Premier League team start this well. Maybe the Chelsea team and the Ancelotti, when they were winning like 6-7-0, three games in a row and stuff like that, looked amazing. But this is... And with his track record and with the players, it just looked like they won the league now. I mean, honestly, it looks so good. Every game they played, they looked like they play a different... They have a tactic they just can't do anything about.
What I like about it is the midfielder will sit in at centre-back, you know?
Like, yeah, but a lot of teams do that. Yeah, I like it.
But he does that all the time, you know? Mm. I think it's great. What about Everton? Dark horses, man. Playing good.
Oh, Koeman's showing really again. He's a good manager. I mean...
Yeah, I think...
Because they haven't gone, like, ballistic in the transfer market. There was actually...
They kept hold of Lukaku, which is a big...
Yeah, but a lot of Everton fans were dissatisfied that they didn't do more in them.
But the amazing part is that...
Stones, I suppose.
But they got a new hero in there. They bought a player from Aston Villa, if that's a guy, that you didn't see that well. And now he's the fan favourite straight away because he's been voted, like, player of the match... for three matches in a row. He's doing the Kante role for Leicester, as he did there, and he's been absolutely amazing. So the games he's played have been great, and the fans are absolutely loving him. Mm. So the only kind of buy they did went under the radar is probably the best buy at the moment. And Koeman is just such a good manager, honestly. Mm. He gets his team playing. They never dip. And even when he dipped in form with Southampton, he... change the tactic. He looks like a really proper football manager.
Yeah,
yeah. Good in interviews. Players respect him. Club owners respect him. He just seems to be a real deal.
I was speaking to Vinny on the train this morning, and he was saying about that. You know, the old school managers are now really, really struggling because the quality of the management has just rocketed. You've got Pochettino, Guardiola, Klopp, Koeman, and he actually lumped in Mourinho with the old school manager. I mean, I don't know if that's too harsh, but
if you look at football philosophy, Mourinho's football philosophy is this old fashioned. You know, it's pretty easy to see what he wants. He wants discipline. He wants everybody to do this. It's not a revolutionary new like formation. Even the old Brendan Rodgers tried it, but it didn't work. Really, 3-4-3 whatever system. But when you look at Pep, it's just a completely different way of playing football. The fullbacks which go into... he even adapted that. Well, you said the centre-half drops, the midfield drops to centre-half.
Yeah.
That's the new kind of thing we push with offensive. Tottenham don't all see them Dyer coming down and they pushing on up on the front. Barcelona done that with Busquets, of course. But now the last game, I read the report that they didn't play that way. They had a flat back three instead, like Piqué said he had much more to do, but he liked it. So they kind of tried a bit different.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news?
All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Because they had a bad result before that. But Mourinho doesn't do that. I mean, so I think might be true. I mean, see, Klopp, Pochettino, even Wagner, Huddersfield, this is new kind of style football, this high press. It's been pressing before, but this is different. They do it differently.
It's not just the press, it's the movement. For me, the difference in Liverpool is there's players available and they're not just coming from the sort of standard, oh, well, obviously he's going to be that. There's much more fluid.
Yeah, but you have to with the pressing system. You have that's the problem. It's difficult, but if one player runs 10 meters up somewhere, that creates a chain reaction with movement in the team. And if they don't do it properly, they'll be exposed. So that's why it's so difficult to play that way. But Poch, Klopp, and Diego Simeone, for example, I think they are really good at that. Conte has been good at that at Italy. Struggle against Klopp doing the same thing. So I mean it is a bit different, but you need to have a really special manager to be able to get that to the
point. But I didn't think City would be so far ahead.
No.
I really didn't. Some guy that's been under a bit of pressure, Pulis, he's been like hammered. Great result.
Yeah.
They got new owners now as well.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to show that he's gonna stay.
Yeah.
Chadley had a good game, Rondo had a good game, but I mean the biggest fact was the West Ham
stank.
Is what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
I've been reading. There's a lot of trouble there with the stadium as well. They're having.
I mean, look at the team. It's not the. Forget the stadium.
No. But
you're obsessed with that stadium.
I am. Yeah.
No, but you know, sometimes you can have a bad result stadium and you don't get settled in. But this is home in a way. They've been hammered two times now. Really,
see what he did there.
In a short space of time,
they need to iron out their problems.
I think he's.
Or they'll be blowing bubbles.
It's a what the
Michael
fuck?
Jackson's monkey.
Did he blow bubbles? The only bubbles he blew was made out of sperm. The thing is that did you see that picture?
Michael bubbles. Jackson.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson came in his mouth. And he
blew bubbles, okay.
Well,
that's
you were talking
said.
About the Crystal Palace Stoke City atmosphere.
Yeah, I think I was watching the game. I don't know if the microphones were sitting so close or whatever, but it was just such a great atmosphere. You could sang that song constantly, and it was a great game. But Stoke, as well as West Ham, they have lost something, and it looks like it's well deeper than out-of-form players. This is something more.
Do you think it's other teams working them out?
I think as a combination, they must have lost something in the dressing room.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think... I mean, even when Gary Monk and all of this... I mean, when they start doing the easiest mistakes, it can't be just out of form. It's like when Chelsea was, the whole team was out of form. Then Hiddink came in and he got better straight away. And then he didn't really get it, you know, going properly. But the damage was done already. It's not that everybody just massively falls out of form. Something must be going on. Either if there's something within the troop or the manager... But they don't look like... I mean, come on, look at the mistake West Ham's are doing. What the fuck's going on? And the Masuaku, what the fuck was that? Moreno looked amazing. He made Moreno look like an amazing left-back. That was one of the worst performances I've seen from a player. That was incredible.
Moreno's out, isn't he? They're going to get rid of him.
I mean, when you're playing... I can't understand why he didn't actually just get rid of him, though.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't buy anyone else.
But
so.
I think
but
he's
then
just
Milner,
given him a chance, and then he's Milner, got Milner at left-back. And Antonio got two.
No, he got one.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, the other one penalty. He got header fifth goal, all headers.
Yeah.
Headed the most goals in the Premier League. What the fuck is wrong with that dude? I just don't get it. It can't be lost. If this were last, then he will be playing for Real Madrid. So
how about Tottenham Sunderland? Took a while to get the goal.
Wow, it's just an amazingly frustrating game. We had 16 attempts on goal first half. That's most than any other team this season. So the first half was... It was a siege. It was just a siege.
Seizure.
Yeah, it was a seizure. It was.
Seizure.
No, it was just weird. And then Pickford made a few... And we didn't open up that much. He changed the team a lot. He actually put Vertonghen in the left back. Dyer went back to centre half. Because Ben Davies was basically benched because Rose is injured. And he played Wanyama and Dembele, but Dembele back in the team is just, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, we're... Wow.
Oh, come on.
We've lost one game with Dembele's playing.
Sneakily turns his off now.
I'm going to see. One game with Dembele playing, and that was opening fixture against Manchester United last season. That's the only game we've lost with Dembele playing in all competitions.
So
I mean,
he's not that big of an influence.
No. So it's just he's by far the best player in Tottenham, I would say. There's good players there, but there's nobody as important as him. There's no way. I mean, you can just see.
He's a beast, isn't he?
When he's not playing, you can.
How
you
was
can,
the hangover from the whole Monaco?
I was all right. I still think that we haven't been clinical in front of the goal. And Monaco, same thing. We dominated them, even two stupid goals. But, and then second half, we completely slaughtered them for 30 minutes. But when it didn't come. And against Sunderland, at least the goal came. But as we see, it was a bit lucky. Djiliboji made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And they could have actually sneaked one in the first half with the second attempt on goal. Jermaine Defoe had one shot on goal in the first half. And that was the first shot Sunderland has produced in the first half games. That's the
Moyes.
First shot to...
Moyes looks lost.
Oh, I think it's a couple of managers now, really. I mean, it's four of
Moyes,
them.
Moyes, Hughes...
Bilic, and now Mourinho for a different reason. But Mourinho's not sacking, of course, but, you know, he's under pressure for other reasons.
But they've got Leicester coming up now. Do you think Leicester can trouble them?
Absolutely.
Actually, we haven't talked about Leicester. The new signing... he got a couple of goals.
Slimani, yeah. Cost a lot of money,
yeah,
30
yeah.
million to spend up, but he scored two goals, looks decent. They made all right signings, to be honest. I mean, Musa is a good player. They didn't all right signings they have, but we can't see them winning the league again, can we?
No.
But they can have a strong season. If they finish sixth,
it's a great season
for them.
Yeah, they still need to sort of...
I think their target is to get into Europa League.
Yeah.
That's it, and it should be their target.
Yeah.
And more than that is a bit, even though they won the league last year, we don't see that happening again, do we? Even the points they already lost.
They had a good debut
in
Europe, you know?
So it's still a good team, but it's not a surprise anymore. You can't just go there and all of a sudden you're 1-2-0 down. That won't happen. So you won't get anything for free as they did last season.
Arsenal went to Hull, 1-4-1.
Looks very good again.
Mm. Hull seem to be kind of rocking a wee bit now.
Yeah.
They had a better than expected start, but...
Would you say Arsenal is, if you think about like how they play and result-wise, is it a bit similar to Liverpool in that sense that certain games they
hot
just look...
cold.
Yeah, they just look so good.
Yeah.
But I still believe more in Klopp. I think Klopp's, they don't look amazing all the time. It's just the adjustment phase. I think he's really got Dortmund going unbelievably, you have to say, in that league. He really got them. And he already seems to have that effect on everybody. Media, players, fans of opposition.
Didn't
everybody loves
25
him.
25 hugs after the match or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And he must be the most loved manager across, you know, different clubs around the world. I can't see anybody.
I tell you what,
Wagner at Huddersfield Town is...
Well,
he's walking on water at the moment.
Listen, if he was also at a big club like Klopp is Liverpool, he would get that attention probably as well.
Yeah.
But it's just...
We're on an unbelievable run. We won again.
Do you believe now? We've been selling you to believe.
No.
Hope. Dream.
No, I've just
dream.
Well, what are you thinking?
How can't you dream?
No,
just drop out of playoffs.
No.
It's only like eight.
But you dream,
man.
But you dream.
Yeah, but playoffs.
But
you're
dream.
Showing
right?
enough form already to.
You
how
dream,
many games have been played?
Eight.
That's quite. If that's it.
We've got out of 24 points. We've got 19 out of 24.
Mate, I dreamt about winning the Champions League after the Monaco loss. so we.
No. I just think we're gonna go on a run of
that's
seven.
Sad.
Or, yeah, it is.
No, it's sad.
I don't think you're being true to yourself.
Dog...
I think you deep down you're thinking actually this.
When I'm watching it like Twitter or I've got the radio on, I'm like, whoa, it's happening again. Shit me.
I know him well enough to know that he wasn't like, I won't say anything because it harmed me.
I just mean
he's
to
disturbed.
Himself.
He's dark, disturbed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so negative now.
No, but what I don't
need to hope.
Do you know what I
dream?
Think, you know what I think the worst thing is? The further we go on, the longer
the pain,
fall, the painful fall
of
is going to be. And we get into, like, last game, we need to draw to stay up. And people are like,
mate, how did we do? I support Tottenham. What the fuck? That happens to us. It happened last season.
The opposite of Leicester. We were under Pearson.
Yeah. We were dreaming of winning. And then by the end of it, we have an abysmal end, finish in third. I mean, that's classic. You don't want that to happen. But, you know, surprisingly, it disappears quite quickly. As soon as the new season starts, it kind of... First two rounds, it kind of was nagging in the back of the brain, and then it's completely gone. Especially when Sissoko came to Tottenham, you're like, what Newcastle game?
If we're after like 20 games, we're still up there.
What's up there?
First or second.
All right. Yeah.
Third?
The local paper started seeing how many points... On average, we need. We need another 67 points.
How many do you need to be safe?
But listen, you don't need to win.
40.
You don't need to win or come second.
Playoff. 40 is to stay up.
Playoff is the shit.
You're almost halfway there.
But listen, you want playoff is the shit. You want at least the sixth. So it's not just one.
Yeah, but playoffs are like, they're like 4 points off us at the moment. It's two wins, and then we're out of playoffs.
No, but I'm just saying that when you dream about where you're looking to end, at. You don't
I'm
have to dream about
Blackburn. Blackburn are on like 3 points. That's where I'm looking at the moment. Still,
that's ridiculous. You can't be looking at relegation.
No, you can't be that.
I refuse. Yeah, no. We don't allow it. You have to dream more than relegation.
I'm so proud of them though.
Yeah,
just.
But you guess relegation. So
if you get
in
the playoffs, you're going to go over for the match.
Absolutely. If they carry on winning, I'm going. And here's the thing, Erik Niva. You know, the Swedish journalist, he put a photo up with an old Panasonic, you know, that one, but it's the away one. He goes, Terriers, like that.
He's a Tottenham supporter, mate.
Yeah, but he's got all these shirts. So this guy writes on Twitter, yeah, Huddersfield Town fan is a big Swedish sports journalist. And the chairman or one of the marketing guys says, get him over. So I wrote, fuck off. You know, he's a glory hunter. He's got like 265 shirts.
Yeah, but he's an open Tottenham supporter.
Yeah, he's an absolute Tottenham fan. Yeah. So I just said he's not a Huddersfield fan because he wears like Boca Juniors and.
He always does that.
Yeah. Whenever he's one of those really nice neutral football pundits, you would never know. In the beginning, he used to be very coloured. Yeah, he used to say that he's upset after the games Tottenham played, but then he's been to TV so long now that even when he says something about Arsenal, Tottenham, you might not.
You don't pick up
understand
on
understand.
But I just thought it was funny. They're all coming out of the woodwork now, all these fucking town fans.
But it must be good. It must be quite fun for like a chairman of a club that it's not really up there, you know, big. And all of a sudden things like that happen. Like for Wigan when Will Griggs on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
That must have been such a great thing for him for a while.
Yeah, but the manager, the chairman of Wigan at the time was Dave Whelan and he got done for some like Nazi racist thing.
So it was really good for him that happened then.
So Dean Hoyle...
Did he get the thing for a Nazi thing?
Oh, I don't know. I made that up. So Dean Hoyle...
You can't make it up.
No, he did something.
No, Dave Whelan did do something.
It was something to do with Malky McKay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't he involved in that?
He played down him saying... Yeah. Using the word chinky or something like that.
But he had sex with a Vietnamese prostitute, not a Philippine.
There we go. There's always a moment when I can't share this with my dad. There's always a moment when I can't go, have a listen to this, Dad.
You'd be proud of me.
I'm talking about Huddersfield Town and then...
So you think the Michael Jackson monkey thing were better?
He'll laugh at that. Loves that stuff. So, number 150.
So when are you going to do a gig? Your next massive gig, you have to do it in a Huddersfield shirt.
Oh mate, if we continue, I'll be telling everybody in the street. If we get promoted, don't worry. But until that ball crosses the line and we can't be, you know.
This is what I tried to tell you before. Why just not enjoy for the moment?
I am loving it.
It's a dream.
But it's like
enjoying.
No, it's like having a child.
Are you beating him? Are you thinking I don't need to do this?
It's like having a 2-year-old child and then all of a sudden they start building stuff like a Rubik's Cube, and then they put together this thing like someone, a scientist couldn't make, and you're like, this is amazing, but he could kill someone, you know?
I think if that happened to James, he saw his kid doing that, he must have looked at him and said, I wonder who the father is. I mean, that's definitely what would have happened there.
I've had that.
Let's have a look at the football fantasy teams. FCU. Jimmy Ekström.
Yeah.
Absolutely top. Flying. He's like 20 points clear.
20 points clear already.
Adil Fakih, Fakih's little boys.
Yeah. 39th. I haven't
39th.
Yeah,
I'm 49th, and
I'm 52nd.
Okay,
well, there's only about 51 teams.
There's about 10-15 points between us three, though, so it's not.
No, it's like 13 positions. That's quite.
We've all been pretty bad.
And then Tim Lindquist is second
yeah.
with John Obi's Army.
Yeah,
Vinny, your mate, who you
he's in fifth.
Shared a train journey with
yeah.
this morning.
Somebody lives in the same
and
town,
you did
though.
Invite him to your party, but not Marlon, who's last year yeah. winner, who's down like at 50 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's ever since I stopped. I didn't invite him to my party.
Is he?
Marlon's just. I mean,
he's his girlfriend.
Is he still with
heavily.
Chantel?
No, Celeste.
Celeste.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Celeste has left him. He sleeps on a park bench.
I mean,
his fantasy team's below 50.
To be honest, I get interested about other things. But when you say, I want to really meet that person, it's interesting. It's interesting to meet a person who tries to come up with the first name come up with is Celeste. It's still amazing to me
yeah.
what that happens in your head
that my brain,
when Celeste comes up.
Oh, I mean, the stuff that goes on in my head. You wouldn't survive 10 minutes in there, believe me.
So, there's no midweek games this week.
No, it's League Cup.
League Cup.
So, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I've got Derby away tonight.
I love League Cup game early in the season when we have a position from League 1 or League 2.
Who you got?
We've got Gillingham.
Okay.
We
haven't talked about Harry Kane. It doesn't look good.
Oh, no.
No, early reports are saying 2 months, but it's not 100% confirmed. So, but it looks something around that. It didn't look like he'd be back next week. It didn't. So it's worrying. Hasn't been in top form anyways. So maybe it was blessing in disguise for him personally that he's been playing too much for 2 years. Maybe it's good for him to get a rest, but not for Tottenham, of course. Because
but
now
maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe have to step up.
If Janssen comes in and is amazing, then wow, it would be like then it would have happened just like Kane came into Spurs team for the first time. But you know
what I've seen of that Janssen, I like.
Yeah, but he looks like a player that a lot of players can do that. Move, hold the ball up. He needs goals in this formation. That's as simple as that. Because the only other who scored goals in that team is maybe Lamela, Ali. But it's not like double figures. Eriksen doesn't score that much for open play. He scores a little bit. Dembele doesn't score that much goals. That's
Ali signed another contract.
Yeah, him as well. So the whole team
is. You love a contract at Tottenham, don't you?
Hmm. I think it's so good.
Like the opposite
Poch
to Arsenal,
to
really.
Yeah,
creepy arm around
him. I don't understand why every team doesn't do this. I mean, but I think Pochettino as an ex-player, really not that long ago, who was very...
Understand.
He was captain as well for his team. Oh, Espanyol, he was captain there as
understand.
Well. So I think him as...
But these contracts,
he takes
they're good, but they're a load of shit as well. I mean, he's signed now to 2028 or something.
No, it's bullshit in that way that if you want to buy him, you can just dangle money in front of him.
Yeah.
But it says a lot. You don't have to speculate why he signs the contract. It's not that he wants to tie them up longer. He doesn't want any disharmony in the squad. So anybody who earns a bit more on the same level, he just gives them that. So everybody who's had like 30,000 a week, they'll be bumped up to 50, all of them. Harry Kane, as soon as he started playing well, he came into the first team, he bumped up his deal straight away.
Mm.
Same thing with Ali now. Same thing with Dyer. Eriksen as well, he should be one of the highest earners. And that's the thing. So he doesn't want any disruption that has nothing to do with football.
And he likes putting his hand on their shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Creepy photo. Creepy
no,
photo.
I like those photos.
I think it's the same photo, but they just Photoshop out the
they
face.
Look very similar, to be honest.
They do
it
exactly
does.
The same pose.
So 150 pods.
Yeah.
Been great. I've got the figures. Adil's done 151 because he did a secret one on his own. You've been here every time, I think.
No, I missed one.
Missed one, okay.
You guys did one by
149.
Yourself.
I've done 108. This is bad news for you, mate. 12 you've done.
12?
Okay.
Yeah. What are you doing? God.
I'm surprised it was so many, actually.
I've got to keep doing this five-minute gigs.
And we just had a comment. So you're saying that...
Are you back now?
Oh, I'm back today.
If I have two of you... if you have two of you dropping...
I don't know. If you mean, am I signing a new contract...
So this is something...
Depends if
you,
a deal...
Put your hand on his shoulder.
No, then I'm definitely...
No, because that means I want him to be part of the harmony.
Harmony.
Absolute joy, folks. Really great.
And then we just confirmed that if the two of you drop off and absolutely can't do it, and I have a guest that he can't do it, I'm going to be a solo.
Yeah.
But not as the Whispering Ghost.
No.
No.
Just a regular
normal.
One.
Normal. Normal deal.
I would like to have reactions of that, actually. Would people, if... if you can,
I think
take
that guy Luke Foreman or whatever, I think he got to that stage, he dropped off
after after that one. I mean, he was like, what?
If you guys can have take the energy, because we know there's the people listening to it, we see the statistic, so can you please write maybe on the Facebook page to see how we would, if you say it now, you don't need to do that, we won't do it. And I will listen to every single fan.
Would you rather have a single person pod than no pod at all? Is what they
that mean. Is actually a good point.
There's two times. Two
great points. I've got to quit now. And 99 seizures before that.
And you can also say who's your favourite podcast person.
Maybe
I assume it's not one of us.
Or if you want to
The pod.
If you want to
we don't win that. It's a guest. Yeah.
And if you want recurring guests, you can always ask us that. We're going to have Branislav Pavlovic coming in an episode later. We talked that with him. And also Kunal, who we had in France. If you had anybody else of the guests you kind of liked and would like to have back, please tell us.
We haven't talked about Ole Svensken, Norrköping back on top, Malmö second. Hugh
quite
Gordon.
Comfortably on top, actually, because Malmö slipped again. Hugh Gordon against Iko tomorrow night.
Yeah, you go.
Yep. I like Dudobie.
Why don't
I
you
really
support
like
Hammarby?
Well, don't start all this again.
No, I'm seriously. I'm confused.
He's still confused.
Your son supports Hammarby.
No, I quote.
And Hammarby, who supports
so I go
Hammarby?
With my son to the AOK matches. That's the second season I've been doing.
So any time you're going to Hammarby, it's against I quote. You've never been to any Hammarby games.
No,
I've been
to his son's called Sir Alex.
Yeah.
His daughter's called
Sir
Fergie.
Alex.
And
my other son's
called Busby.
And his cock's called Red Devil.
Dave.
Okay, so
Moyes,
thanks
Dave
for listening,
Moyes.
Dad. And we'll be back on Friday and we'll preview this week.
Fight Talk!
I'm in Berlin, actually.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Really? Yeah, tomorrow I'm doing a gig in Berlin.
Well, how did I know that?
Go.
I didn't. What are you doing in Berlin? What gig?
9 minutes? No, I don't know. Sometime.
Are you doing 5 minuten? Here,
okay.
Here
they
in
might
Berlin,
hear this
there?
Before the gig.
Yeah.
So. All the best. You'll be here, James, Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.